I'm Joe Reed, and this is Behind the Mic with Audiophile Magazine. Michelle Cobb is with me. We're talking audiobooks, and apparently it's a week of books. What did you say, Michelle? That I wouldn't necessarily pick?
Yeah, that I wouldn't necessarily recommend to you, but you know, but if you're expanding your palette, these are all good choices.
Ho, ho, ho. Go ahead. What do you have today?
I Heard Her Call My Name, A Memoir of Transition, written and read by Lucy Sant.
Who was formerly Luc Sant.
That's correct.
And yeah, who wrote a lot for the New York Review of Books. I know his writing or her writing now very well.
That's right. And she realized early in life that she was female, but it was not until 2021, when she was in her 60s, that she made the choice to transition. And she actually told her friends in an email. So she comes out as Lucy, and then she kind of retracts that identity briefly while she tries to process what she really wants with her existing relationship. And it's a really interesting book. It moves back and forth between her life. She was born in Belgium, later lives in New York, and includes her development as a writer and as a human, and her experiences around the transition itself. So though you think it's about transition, it's actually really very much about the human journey, and it's so well written that you might be like me after listening, and you want to share it with anyone who's struggling with pieces of their identity. It might not be their exact journey, but there's a lot to learn from it.
Yeah, I bet. Luc Sant's writing, I know, very smart, really thoughtful, and someone who knows how to gracefully put a sentence together. So I can imagine her memoir would be textured and honest and just beautifully written.
Yes, and she's now living her truth. So she's physically and socially Lucy, and she has a lot of joy around that. And it's so lovely to hear her reach that point. It's interesting because she has a baritone voice that she never alters, and she reads the text in a very plain and straightforward manner. And I think that helps make it relatable.
Did she say why she decided not to alter it?
She's doing hormone replacement therapy, but that doesn't necessarily change her voice.
Okay, interesting. Should we hear a little?
Oh, yeah. This is her being officially introduced to the world.
Okay. This is I Heard Her Call My Name, A Memoir of Transition, written and read by Lucy Sant.
Between February 28th and March 1st, 2021, I sent the following text as an email attachment to around 30 people I considered my closest, most consistent day-to-day friends. While I sent the emails out individually, the subject line was usually the same, a bombshell. I smirked at the unintentional pun and wondered whether anyone else would. It was simply titled Lucy. The dam burst on February 16th, when I uploaded FaceApp for a laugh. I had tried the application a few years earlier, but something had gone wrong, and it had returned a badly botched image. But I had a new phone, and I was curious. The gender-swapping feature was the whole point for me, and the first picture I passed through was the one I'd tried before, taken for that occasion. This time, it gave me a full-face portrait of a Hudson Valley woman in midlife. Strong, healthy, clean living. She also had lovely flowing chestnut hair and a very subtle makeup job, and her face was mine.
Wow, that's so interesting. And the voice is so interesting. I mean, yeah. It just kind of shows you how porous gender can be, right? This deep baritone voice that asserts she really is a she and always had been under that he.
Yeah, and I think, you know, that we have so many biases around how we hear people, but there's such a range. I mean, I always think about, you know, my husband and I on the phone, people will mistake us for each other. And, you know, we might sound pretty different in real life, but, you know, there's just when things get leveled out, we're not that far apart. And I think that's true for genders. We're actually not that far apart in many ways.
Yeah, I agree. That is I Heard Her Call My Name, A Memoir of Transition, written and read by Lucy Sant. And this is something I would read. I mean, I know her writing. It's she's a beautiful writer. So thank you.
Yeah. So we try to introduce you to some things that might not be obviously Joe Reed, but should be read by Joe Reed's ears, ultimately.
My ears listen. My eyes read. Support for Behind the Mic comes from Harper Horizon, publisher of 60 Days to a Greener Life. Ease echo anxiety through joyful daily action. Available April 9th, everywhere you get your audiobooks. And then pop by audiophilemagazine.com, where you can find reviews, I'm not kidding, for thousands of audiobooks. You can make an informed listening choice. I'm Joe Reed. Talk to you tomorrow.